Government under Article 1798 of the 1992 Constitution and Standing Order 143 of Parliament yesterday moved a motion for Parliament to approve 2.6 billion cedis as a supplementary estimate for the 2012 financial year. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, in moving the motion on behalf of the President, cited the increase in both domestic and external debt servicing due to the depreciation of the cedi, fuel subsidies, arrears on the single spine salary structure, and utilities, subsidies, and election-related expenditure for the request. Maxwell Yesufu and Augustus Akwe filed this report.
Article 1798 of the 1992 Constitution enjoins government to request for supplementary estimates to meet its expenditure requirements. This arises when there is a shortfall in budgetary projections or additional inflows are received. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, said government has to meet commitments to the National Petroleum Authority, the utilities, and the GET Fund. The implementation of the single spine salary structure has resulted in an additional cost.
The migration of the public sector employees to the single spine salary structure is virtually complete, with about 99% of the workers now placed on this new structure. Payment of deferred wages resulting from the phased migration of employees to the new structure commenced in October last year, that's 2011. The remaining amount of 991 million Ghana cedis to be paid by the end of July. This is in addition to the 18% increase in base pay granted to public sector workers this year, for which the deferred payments covering January to April will be paid in August and September. On utility and fuel under recoveries, the ex-pump fuel prices of products adjusted upwards by an average of 15% in December 2011 to cover costs. In February 2012, however, government revised the adjustment downwards by 3 percentage points to reduce the burden on consumers. Since then, prices of fuel products have been kept constant, but costs continue to increase as a result of the international oil price increases and the cedi depreciation.
Dr. Dufour said the upward review of total tax revenue projections for the year, coupled with the depreciation of the cedi, have led to the increase in debt servicing costs and increase in transfers to the District Assembly's Common Fund.
The recent depreciation of the domestic currency has correspondingly led to an increase in the debt servicing costs. Accordingly, interest payments and domestic debt for the remaining of the year has gone up by 296 million Ghana cedis and on external debt by 11.4 million Ghana cedis. Provision for these costs increases have therefore been made in this supplementary budget. The upward revision of the total tax revenue projections for the year means that transfers to District Assembly's Common Fund have to be revised upward by 25.4 million Ghana cedis.
The House earlier adopted a report on the loan agreement between the Government of Ghana and UniCredit Bank of Australia for an amount of €8,650,000 for the construction and equipping of 5 polyclinics in the Bonafu region, and a request for the waiver of VAT and other taxes amounting to the cedi equivalent of €1,785,856 on the equipment and materials to be imported under the loan facility.
Some MPs reacted to the supplementary budget.
I mean, let me congratulate the finance minister for doing the right thing. It's not all finance ministers that will usually, after making some additional money or wanting to redirect some expenditures, will come back to inform the House. So I congratulate him on that aspect and wish that some of the estimations will come right before December. I know there are a lot of difficulties, contractors, I mean, single spine, and all those things are big issues that we surely want them resolved. And I think that this supplementary budget is just trying to address those challenges. I wish him well, even though, I mean, it has been our wish that most of the challenges of government expenditure will have been fixed through this supplementary. Even though we don't see so much of that, but I'm happy that he's brought this supplementary, and I hope that it solves all the most of the major challenges that we are having in the system.
As the norms and the precedents of our parliamentary procedures are, most of the time we do go through this supplementary budget. If I had my own way, budget would just be once in a year, and there will be no need for supplement if indeed judicious use of our resources has been implemented in the once a year budget. Is it all pro foreign? What about indigenous businesses? What about local manufacturing sector? Is it only the foreign market that we should succumb to? You heard him. The incentive was for the foreigners and everything is investor confidence. There was not a single line on the Ghanaian business, the Ghanaian entrepreneur. These are the incentives you are making available specifically for the average Ghanaian businessman or woman. How do we move into that sector if we want to be self-sufficient? And the emphasis is too much on FDI. What about Ghana DI?
In running the economy, initial budgets are wishes. You target a certain level of tax collection. If it doesn't happen, you have to readjust your program. If you exceed targets and you want to use the additional money into development, you can't just go ahead and do it. You have to come and read the budget, go through the process, and have an appropriation bill, permission to appropriate. So that was exactly what they came to do. And also to let us know that when we started the savings fund, it told you that we migrated as many as 99%. When I was leaving, it was 98%. We had migrated all the major organizations. The wage bill at 2008 was $2 billion. As a result of the savings fine and various salary adjustments and increases over the 3.5 years period, has shot up to over $6 billion, about 6.6 billion Ghana cedis. This went into the pockets of the world.
A depreciated CD means that our debt services cost and our public debt payments will be higher. And he indicated it. The projections are already out of the window. So if last year you had a deficit around 4 and you are going to 6.7, it's getting worse. So we ought to be worried. If you do bad budgeting, in this case, I know for a fact that because of poor budgeting, it was going to come. Because the wage bill alone, we knew was higher. And if you are committed to paying, then you would have to follow the law.
Reactions from some MPs on the supplementary budget, ending that report by Maxwell Yusufu and Augustus Zakri.